Will you please turn to the book of Romans?
请我们翻开罗马书。
Chapter 7.
罗马书第七章。
We will read from verse 15 through verse 25.
我们从十五节读到二十五节。
Romans chapter 7, verse 15.
罗马书七章第十五节。
For that which I do not own. For not what I will, this I do. But what I hate, this I practice. But if what I do not will, this I practice, I consent to the law that is right. Now then, it is no longer I who do it, but the sin that dwells in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, good does not dwell. For to will is there with me, but to do right I find out. For I do not practice the good that I will, but the evil I do not will, that I do. But if what I do not will, this I practice, it is no longer I that do it, but the sin that dwells in me. I find then the law upon me, who will to practice what is right, that with me evil is there. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring in opposition to the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which exists in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me out of this body of death? I thank God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself, with the mind, serve God's law, but with the flesh, sin's law.
七章第十五节，因为我所做的我自己不明白，我所愿意的我并不做，我所恨的我倒去做。若我所做的是我所不愿意的，我就应承律法是善的。即使这样，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。我也知道在我里头，就是我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。故此我所愿意的善我反不做，我所不愿意的恶我倒去做。若我去做所不愿意做的，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。因为按着我里头的意思，我是喜欢神的律，但我觉得肢体中另有个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？感谢神，靠着我们主耶稣基督就能脱离了。这样看来，我以内心顺服神的律，我肉体却顺服罪的律了。
The Gospel according to John.
约翰福音
Chapter 12.
约翰福音第十二章。
We will read from verse 24 through verse 28.
我们从二十四读到二十八节。
John chapter 12, verse 24.
约翰福音十二章二十四节。
Verily, verily, I say unto you, except the grain of wheat falling into the ground die, it abides alone. But if it die, it bears much fruit. He that loves his life, that is soul life, shall lose it. And he that hates his life in this world shall keep it.To life eternal. If anyone serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there also shall be my servant. And if anyone serve me, him shall the Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But on account of this, have I come to this hour. Father, glorify thy name. There came therefore a voice out of heaven, I both have glorified and will glorify it again.
约翰十二章二十四节，我实实在在的告诉你们，因为麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是因为若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。爱惜自己生命的，就是魂生命，就失丧生命；在这世上恨恶自己生命的，就要保守生命到永生。若有人跟，若人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在那里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。我现在心里忧愁，我说什么才好呢？父啊，救我脱离这时候，但我原是为这时候来的。父啊，愿你荣耀你自己的名。当时就有声音从天上来说，我已经荣耀了我的名，还要再荣耀。
And finally, the gospel according to Matthew.
最后我们看马太福音。
Matthew chapter 26.
马太福音第二十六章。
We will read from verse 36 through verse 46.
我们从三十六节读到四十六节。
Matthew 26, 36.
马太二十六章三十六节。
Then Jesus comes with them to a place called Gethsemane and says to his disciples,Sit here until I go away and pray yonder. And taking with them Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, he began to be sorrowful and deeply depressed. Then he says to them, My soul is very sorrowful, even unto death. Remain here and watch with me. And going forward a little, he fell upon his face.Praying and saying, My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me, but not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he comes to the disciples and find them sleeping, and says to Peter, Thus ye have not been able to watch 1 hour with me? Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is ready, but the flesh weak.Again, going away a second time, he prayed, saying, My Father, if this cannot pass from me, unless I drink it, thy will be done. And coming, he found them again sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. And leaving them, he went away and prayed a third time, saying the same thing. Then he comes to his disciples and says to them, Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour...has drawn nigh, and the Son of Man is delivered up into the hands of sinners. Arise, let us go, because, behold, he that delivers me has drawn nigh.
36到46节，耶稣同门徒来到一个地方，名叫克西马尼，就对他们说，你们坐在这里，等我到那边去祷告。于是带着彼得和西比泰的两个儿子同去，就忧愁起来，极其难过。便对他们说我心里甚是忧伤几乎要死你们在这里等候和我一同警醒他就稍往前走俯伏在地祷告说我父啊倘若可行求你叫这杯离开我然而不照我的意思只照你的意思来到门徒那里见他们睡着了就对彼得说怎么样你们不能同我警醒片刻吗总要警醒祷告免得入了迷途你们心灵固然愿意肉体却软弱了第二次又去祷告说我父啊这杯若不能离开我必要我喝就愿你的旨意旨成全又来见他们睡着了因为他们的眼睛困倦耶稣又离开他们去了第三次祷告说的话还是与先前一样于是来到门徒那里对他们说现在你们仍然睡着安歇吧时候到了人子被卖在罪人手里了起来我们走吧看啊卖我的人进了
Let's have a further word of prayer
我们再有一点的祷告
Dear Lord, we want to thank thee for gathering us together here this morning
亲爱的主我们感谢你把我们聚在这里
We are thankful for thy love, thy grace, thy mercy upon us.
我们感谢主，你给我们的恩典、怜悯与爱。
Even at this last hour, Lord, thou art mindful of us.
在这个最末了的时候，你仍然纪念我们。
Thou want to speak to us, thou want to bring us where thou art.
你要向我们说话，把我们带到你的面前。
We do bow low and worship thee.
我们俯伏敬拜你。
We want to open our hearts to thee, O Lord.
主，我们的心要向你打开。
And pray that thy word will fall into good ground.
我们向你祷告，愿你的话进到好土里面。
That it may bear fruit.Unto thy glory.
让能够结果子使你得荣耀。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen. Thank God for gathering us together again this morning.
感谢神，我们再有一次聚集。
We have been considering all this matter of how spiritual exercise affect.Our soul and our body.
我们在主面前一直在思想属灵的操练怎么样能够影响我们的魂我们的身子。
We know that God's purpose is to sanctify us wholly.
我们知道神的旨意乃是叫我们全然成圣。
Not only our spirit,
不光光是我们的灵
but also our soul.And our body.
也包括我们的魂与我们的身子。
We believe that He will perfect us.
我们实在相信他使我们成为完全。
He is able to keep us and to save us to the uttermost.
他能够保守我们也拯救我们直到末了。
Last week, we considered together all this matter of how spiritual exercise affect.The emotion of our soul.
上个星期我们讲到属灵的操练如何能够影响我们魂里面的感情。
We know that emotion is the most active function of our soul.
我们知道我们的情感是我们魂中最活跃的部分。
But our emotion is under the control.Of the old Adamic life.
但是我们的情感是叫我们亚当的旧生命来控制。
Instead of expressing Christ, our emotion expresses ourselves.
本应该把基督彰显出来，结果我们的情感就表现了我们自己。
So our emotion needs to be purified and saved.
所以我们的情感需要被炼净、被拯救。
And thank God, it is through spiritual exercise that our emotion is being sanctified.
感谢神，借着属灵的操练，我们的情感被成圣。
Instead of expressing ourselves, Christ can be expressed through our emotion.
叫我们不再发挥我们自己。借着我们的情感，基督给发表出来。
There is nothing wrong with being emotional.
我们有情感，有情绪，这是没有错的。
The problem is, who is being expressed?
那问题是在你的情感在发表谁？
Whether we can love that which God loves.
我们是爱神所爱的吗？
We will hate that God.
我们恨神所恨的吗？
Or we are just love what we love and hate what we hate.
或者我们只是爱我们所爱的，我们恨我们所恨的呢？
So this is where the salvation of the emotion of our soul is needed.
这就是为什么我们情感需要被拯救。
And we have also touched upon how our Mind needs to be saved.
我们也讲到我们的心思也需要被拯救。
We need to have the renewing of our mind.
我们的心思需要被更新。
We need to have the mind of Christ.
我们需要有耶稣基督的心思为心思。
And how could we arrive at that?
我们如何能够达到那个地步？
We find in the Word of God that it is also through spiritual exercise.
我们也从神的话里面发现，这也是要借着属灵的操练。
Now this morning we would like to go into this matter of our will.
今天我们要讲到我们的意志。
Now we know that of the functions, faculties of our soul.
我们讲到我们魂里面的功用。
Our emotion is the most active one.
我们的感情是最活跃的一部分。
Our mind is the most influential one.
我们的心思是影响力最大的部分。
But our will is the principal central part.
但是我们的意志乃是那个中央中心的那部分。
So John Bunyan in the book called Holy War, he says.
所以本人约翰在圣战里面那本书说道。
He says that our mind is the battlefield.
他说我们的心思乃是战场。
But our will is the citadel, it is the castle.
我们的意志才是我们的营垒。
The battle seems to be around our mind.
战场好像是在我们心思的周围。
But the object, the aim of the battle, actually is the will.
但是那征战的中心乃是在意志上面。
Whoever has the will has won.
谁意志刚强才能够得胜。
So this morning, by the grace of God, we would like to consider together on this matter of the saving or sanctifying of our human will.
今天借着主的恩典，我们来看如何叫人的意志能够成圣。
We thank God for giving us this gift of will.
我们感谢神，他给我们意志的这个恩赐。
Our God is the supreme will in the universe.
我们的主在宇宙当中是最高的旨意。
His will represents his dignity.
他的旨意，他的旨意是最尊高的。
His will proves his supremacy.
他的旨意，他的意志证明他是超越一切的。
He can do anything that he will.
他可以按照他的旨意做任何的事情。
And he does everything according to his good will.
他也按着他自己的旨意做一切的美事。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
When he created man.
当他造人的时候。
He created man in his own image.
他是照着他的形象来造人。
And because of that, he gives man a free will.
因着这样的原因，他把一个自由意志给了人。
He is the free will.
他是那自由的意志。
He can will whatever he wills.
他所以让着他的旨意，任他的意思而行。
And now he gives man also a free will.
他如今也把一个自由的意志给了人。
So you will find that.Our will actually is a great gift of God.
所以我们发现我们的意志乃是神给我们一个很大的恩赐。
It represents the dignity of man.
这里实在是说出人的尊严。
What is man if he has no will?
如果人没有意志，那算一个人吗？
He will be just a robot.
他就成为一个机器人。
But thank God that we are created human beings.
但是感谢神，我们是被创造的人。
So we have a wonderful free will.
我们有一个奇妙的自由意志。
That is part of the image of God.
因为这乃是神形象的一部分。
But what will will be if there is no choice?
但是如果只有意志而没有选择的话，那算什么意志呢？
So we already mentioned that after God created man.
所以我们讲到当神造人之后
He put man in the Garden of Eden.
他把人放在伊甸园里。
You know, the Garden of Eden is the Garden of Pleasure.
你知道伊甸园那里是非常享受喜乐的地方。
So God created all the fruit trees in the garden.
所以神在伊甸园里面造了各样的果树。
For the food of man.
是为人做食物的。
And in the midst of the garden, he put the tree of life.
在园子当中他放了生命树。
It represents God's own life.
那代表神的生命。
But by the side of that tree of life, he planted the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
在生命树的旁边他也安置了分别善恶树。
We have already said that the tree of the good and evil itself is not a bad tree at all.
我们曾经讲过分别善恶树本身不是坏的。
It is a far better tree than other fruit trees.
其实比其他的果树更好。
But the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is the better that is the enemy of the best.
那分别善恶树是比较好的但却是仇敌当为最好的敌人。
Even though God's purpose is that man will take the tree of life.
神的旨意是让人去吃生命树的果子。
That he may be united with God in Christ Jesus.
叫人能够在基督里与神联合。
That he may live by the life of Christ.
他能够让靠着基督的生命而活。
That he may be conformed to the image of God's beloved Son.
叫人能够给磨成神爱子的形象。
That is the purpose of God.
这是神的旨意。
What a glorious purpose that is.
这是多么荣耀的旨意啊。
But if you do not want God's life.
但是如果你不要神的生命。
But rather, you want to have the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
你只要分别善恶树。
You want to develop your soul life.
你要发展你自己的魂生命。
You want to be God yourself.
你自己要成为神。
You declare independence against God.
你向神宣告独立。
Then it means death.
那个是说出死。
So we know that knowledge without life creates death.
知识离开了生命就带出死亡。
God gave our forefathers the choice.
神给我们祖先有选择。
There are two ways of life before man.
在人的面前有两条路。
You may either depend upon God, live by God.
你可以靠神依靠神而活
Earth and fulfill God's purpose
来完成神的旨意
Or you can declare independence of God and live by your own wisdom and mind
或者你宣让神宣告独立你靠你自己的智慧心思而活
One will lead to eternal life
一条路是把我们带进永生
And the other will leave youto eternal death.
一条路是把我们带进永死。
But unfortunately, our forefathers choose to eat the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
很可惜，我们的先祖选择了吃分别善恶树的果子。
And because they will that will.
因为他是那样选择了这个旨意。
So their will fell into bondage.
所以他们的意志就落在捆绑里面。
Brothers and sisters, when God created man, God gave them a free will.
弟兄姊妹，当神造人的时候，他把一个自由的意志给了我们。
But after man's sin, man's will fall into bondage.
但是当人犯罪以后，人的意志就被捆绑。
Fall into the bondage of sin and of death.
就落到罪跟死的律底下。
So we all, when we are born into this world,
当我们在地上出生的时候
，We do not have a free will.
我们已经没有了自由的意志。
When we come into this world, we have a will that has fallen.
我们进到这个世界的时候，我们的意志已经是堕落的。
A will that is under bondage.
我们的意志已经是被捆绑的。
So if you read Ephesians chapter 2,
如果我们读以弗所书第二章的时候，
Let's read from verse 1,
第二章第一节开始，
to verse 3,
到第三节，
And you being dead in your offenses and sins, in which you once walked according to the age of this world,According to the ruler of the authority of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom we also all once had our conversation in the lust of our flesh, doing what the flesh and the thoughts willed to do, and were children by nature of wrath, even as the rest.
第二章第一到三节，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。你们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
So brothers and sisters,We were children of wrath.
弟兄姊妹，我们本为可怒之子。
Why?
为什么？
Because we were under the bondage of sin and of death.
因为我们是在罪跟死的捆绑底下。
We were under the rule of the authority of the air, which the spirit that is Satan.
我们是服在撒旦这空中掌权者的手下。
So we are not free at all.
所以我们根本不是自由的人。
We are in bondage.
我们是被捆绑的。
We become enemies of God.
我们成为神，是以神为敌的。
We become sinners.
我们成为罪人。
That was what we were.
这是我们本来的光景。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
He came to save us.
他来拯救我们。
We had no way to deliver ourselves from such bondage.
我们从这样的捆绑里面，我们没有办法救自己。
God alone is able to save us.
唯有神能够拯救我们。
So we do thank God.
我们感谢神。
That one day His salvation.Come to us.
一天他的救恩临到我们。
But before that, I would like to mention another thing.
但是我愿意再提另外一点。
You know, in Christianity, there are two schools of opinions.
因为在基督教里面有两种的讲法。
One school said, we have a free will.
一个讲法乃是说我们有自由的意志。
We can choose whatever we like.
我们可以任意的拣选。
And another school said our will is in bondage.
那另外一种的学讲法乃是我们的意志是被捆绑的。
So it is not by our will at all.
所以根本不是我们的意志拣选。
Everything is according to God's election.
所以一切都是根据神的拣选。
So in Christianity for 2,000 years,
所以在基督教两千年的历史里面
you find among God's people there are two different schools of opinion.
所以你就发现在神的儿女们当中有两种的讲法学说。
The Methodist, the Pentecostalist, they all believe in free will.
寻道会跟五旬节会他们都相信自由意志。
But the Presbyterians and the Baptists, they all believe in election.
但长老会跟浸信会他们都是拣选，都是相信是被拣选。
You know, the reformers like Martin Luther, he wrote a big book called The Bondage of the Will.
马丁路德这个改教者他写了 一本书是讲到意志的被捆绑。
Because that was his experience.
因为这是他的经历。
He tried to get saved, he wanted to be saved.
他要得拯救，他实在希望得拯救。
He left his professorship and knocked the door of a Augustinian monastery.
他离开他教授的职位，他到修道院里面去。
And how he tried to ill-treated himself.
他实在那里要挟制他自己。
Almost unto death.
苦待自己几乎致死。
He tried everything to get saved.
他尝试一切的路，希望能够得救。
But he couldn't.
但他不能救。
So finally, he acknowledged the bondage of the will.
最后，他承认他的意志被捆绑。
And John Calvin, he believed in predestination.
加尔文，他是相信预定论。
Everything is predestined.
每一件事都是预定的。
God has predestined everything.
神已经在每件事情上有他的预定。
Not your will, not your work, it is by the election of God.
不是你的意志，不是你的行为，乃是神的拣选。
Now these two schools of opinions are opposite to one another.
这种两种的讲说是彼此反对的。
And if you believe in free will, just like the Methodist and the Pentecostalist,
如果你像寻道会跟五旬节会，他们是相信自由意志的。
You can will to be saved, and also you can be unsaved.
你的意志可以叫你得救，也能够叫你失去救恩。
And with the Baptist and the Congregationalist, Reformist, they will say, once saved, forever saved.
长老会、浸信会跟改革中，他们说一次得救，永远得救。
Now they fought again, they fight against each other even until today.
彼此在那里来攻击啊，直到如今。
Now, brothers and sisters, which school do you belong?
你相信哪一个学讲法？
You believe in free will, or you believe in election.
你相信自由意志吗？你还是相信预定论呢？
How are you going to reconcile these two schools?
你怎么样把这两种的讲法能够相融相合呢？
People have been trying to reconcile them, but it weakened both.
人一直在那里希望能够把两种讲法融合，但是变成两种讲法都越来越把它减弱。
Well, thank God.
感谢神。
He worked with two opposite principles.
神用着两种不同的原则同时做工。
You do not need to weaken anyone.
你不需要把任何一个真理来把它降低。
Man cannot do that.
人不能做这样做。
Man is either this or that.
人只是说或者这样或者那样。
But God said he's able to work two opposites into one.
但是神说愿意两个相反的原则能够一起给他用。
How did he do it?
他如何的做呢？
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we believe that our will was in bondage.
我们实在相信我们的意志是在捆绑底下。
But thank God.
感谢神。
His grace is able to penetrate that bondage will and set it free.
他的恩典能够透过，能够渗透这个捆绑，叫我们的自由意志得释放。
You read Romans chapter 9 and Romans chapter 10.
如果你读罗马书九章十章。
Romans chapter 9 speaks of divine election.
罗马九章是讲到神的拣选。
In verse 11, it said, according to the principle of divine election, not by your works, but he who calls.
第十一节呢，是指要因显明神拣选人的旨意，不在乎人的行为，乃在乎招人的主。
We are just a clay.
我们只是泥土。
God is the potter.
神乃是陶人。
He has every right to make us whatever vessel he wants to make.
他有权柄把我们造成任何样式的器皿。
That is his sovereign right.
这是他的主权。
You cannot question it.
你不能够疑问他。
It is divine election.
因为这是神命定的拣选。
He wants to show mercy to whom he shows mercy.
他向谁施怜悯就向谁施怜悯。
It all depends upon God himself.
这完全是根据他的自己。
But when you read Romans 10,
但是当你读罗马书第十章的时候，
It is all free will.
那里都是自由的意志。
In chapter 10, verse 13, he says,
第十章十三节那里告诉我们说，
For everyone who whosoever who shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
因为凡求告主名的就必得救。
Whoever you are,
不管你是谁，
If you call on the name of the Lord,
如果你求告主名，
You are saved.
你就得救了。
Free will.
自由的意志。
Now, did Paul is an Acts 19 professor?
哦，我们这个保罗乃是一个思想不清楚的教授。
Many professors are absent-minded.
有很多的大教授啊，这个都会忘记事情。
And in chapter 9, he spoke one thing, and in chapter 10, he speak the opposite thing.
九章讲一套，十章又讲一套。
I don't think so.
我相信他不是这样。
Even if he was absent-minded, God is not absent-minded.
就算他头脑不清楚，神的头脑非常的清楚。
But God put these two opposite laws before us.
神把这两个相反的定律放在我们跟前。
Make it humanly impossible.
在人来讲是不可能的。
But with God, all things are possible.
但在神凡事都能。
And he works these two things together.
他把这两个原则放在一起来做工。
The great evangelist D.L. Moody,
伟大的传福音的人穆迪弟兄，
once he had a meeting.
有一次有一个特别的聚会。
Only the atheist,
他只是邀请那些无神论
的 and agnostics could come to hear him.
那些知识派的人来听他。
So in that gathering, full of atheists and all these agnostics.
在这个整个的聚会里面，都是无神论跟诺斯底派的人。
And he preached the gospel.
他在那里传耶稣基督的福音。
He preaches with some power.
他带着能力在这里传福音。
So when he finished, one atheist stood up.
当他讲完道以后，一个无神论的站起来。
He was really moved.
他实在受感动。
But he stood up and said, I can't.
他说我没有办法，我不能。
And Moody said, it's not what you say you can't, it's you won't.
穆迪说不是你不能，乃是你不愿意。
And he has another illustration.
他还有另外一个讲解。
I think it's very good.
那是非常好的。
He said, when you come to the gate of salvation,
他说当你进到救恩的门的时候，
you saw that on the gate it writes, whosoever wills.
你看到你就说凡愿意的都可以来。
Whosoever will can enter.
说愿意的都可以进来。
Now, if it's whosoever will, I'm included.
那谁是凡愿意的呢，当包括我。
So I walk in.
所以我就进去了。
And after I walk into the door of salvation,
当我进入这救恩的门之后，
I turn my back and see in the back of the door it says, you are the chosen of the Lord.
当你进了救恩的门以后，你就发现那里写着你是被神拣选的。
Now, that is the marvelous work of God.
这是神奇妙的作为。
So somehow,
就是这样。
Such a bondage will can be liberated by the grace of God.
就是这样一个被捆绑的意志能够被神释放了。
So dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
we who believe in the Lord Jesus,
我们相信耶稣基督的,
our will is no longer under the bondage of sin and of death.
我们的意志就不在罪跟死的捆绑底下。
Our will is liberated.
我们的意志乃是被释放、被解放了。
There was once a story.
从前有一个故事。
Now it was in the early days of slavery.
是在奴隶制度的时候。
Once in this country,
有一次在美国。
There was a place where slavery, slaves were being sold.
在那里是拍卖黑奴的地方。
And it was said that there was a young girl.
那里说有一个小女孩。
She was standing on that platform.
她是在那个拍卖场上面。
To be sold.
要给拍卖了。
And different ones bid it.
有不同的人在那里出价钱。
And this little girl was weeping.
这个小女孩在那里流眼泪。
But he secretly lifted her eyes to see who are those people who were bidding for him.
他偷偷的看一看是哪些人在那里要买他。
And he found these people are really not very welcoming.
他看看那些人呢，都不是很可爱的。
So she was really in deep sorrow.
所以他非常的忧伤。
And suddenly, a gentleman came.
突然有一个绅士来。
And he paid the highest price.
他付了最高的价钱。
So he bought this little girl.
所以他就买了这个小女孩。
And after he bought this little girl, he asked people to come and break the chains.
他买了这个小女孩，就叫人把她的锁链打开。
And then he said to this little girl,
然后他就对这个小女孩说,
I bought you to set you free.
我买你为了叫你得自由。
You can go your way.
你现在可以自由地走吧。
And he turned around and left.
所以他就扭过头来就离开了。
The little girl was stunned.
这个小女孩给愣住了。
He waited for a while.
他等了一下。
And suddenly she lifted her hands.
突然之间他抬起头来。
Running towards the gentleman.
他跑到这个男士的后面。
I'm willing to be your slave.
他说我愿意做你的奴仆。
Dear brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
This is exactly what God has done to us.
这是神在我们身上所做的工。
He came to set us free.
他来为了要叫我们得释放。
We are free.
我们是自由吗？
We have a free will.
我们有一个自由的意志。
We can choose whom to serve.
我们可以拣选服侍谁。
But here is the problem.
问题在这里。
After we are liberated,
当我们得解放之后，
our will is free.
我们的意志是自由了。
But remember,
但是要记住，
our will is weak.
我们的意志是软弱的。
We have been under bondage for so long.
我们受过捆绑那么久。
It is not easy for us to really know how to live free.
对我们来讲，我们不会自由的生活。
We find that we are continually being bound by old habits, by old things.
我们发现我们一直被旧的习惯、旧的东西来捆绑着。
So this is what Romans chapter 7 is.
这乃是罗马书七章所讲的。
We say Romans chapter 7, you have a renewed mind.
七章告诉我们说我们有一个更新的心思。
And you have a liberated or emancipated will.
我们有一个被释放的自由的意志。
Because you can will to do good.
因为你可以立志行善。
Formerly, you could not even will to do good.
因为本来你连立志行善都不行的。
Because you do not know what good is.
因为你根本不知道什么是善的。
But now, your mind is enlightened.
但如今你的心思给照亮了。
And your will has been set free.
你的意志得释放了。
So you can say, I will to do God's will.
所以你可以说我立志要行神的旨意。
According to my inward man, I love the will of God.
根据我里面的人，我愿意行神的旨意。
And I, in my soul, in my will, I will to do it.
在我的魂里面，在我的意志里面，我愿意这样做。
But I found a problem.
但是我发现有困难。
To will is in me, but to do is not in me.
立志是由得我，行出来由不得我。
Somehow you find that old master is still trying to reclaim you.
你就发现你那个旧的主人还在那里要掌管你。
And because you have been under his rule for so long, somehow you find you cannot resist it.
你在他的管制底下那么久，你发现你没有办法拒绝他。
So there you find within you what we call a civil war.
所以就发现里面就有内战了。
To will is in me, but to do is not in me.
立志由得我，行出来由不得我。
I do what I do not want to do.
我做是我所不愿意做的。
But I cannot do what I will to do.
但是我愿意行的我却行不出来。
It is a weak will under struggle.
这是一个多么软弱的意志在那里挣扎。
Brothers and sisters, I believe we all have such experience.
弟兄姊妹，我们都有这样的经历。
So the question is, how can I will be strengthened?
这个问题是在我的意志如何能够刚强起来呢？
How can this liberated will of ours be sanctified?
我们这个被释放了的意志如何成圣呢？
That we may not only will it, but we have the power to do it.
我们不单只能够立志要做，我们还有能力行出来。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
this is where spiritual exercise comes in.
这乃是需要属灵的操练。
You cannot deal with the will itself.
你不能够自己来面对这个意志。
You have to deal with your will through spiritual exercise.
你要借着属灵的操练来看你的意志。
It is what God is working in your spirit.
神在你灵里面的工作。
That will strengthen and affect your weak will.
然后来刚强影响你这软弱的意志。
You remember in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12.
在希伯来书四章十二节那里告诉我们，
The word of God is living and operative.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的。
And sharper than any two-edged sword, and penetrating to the division of soul and spirit, both of joints and marrows, and a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
比一切两刃的利剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓，都能刺入、斧开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
When the word of God is living, it's operative.
当神的道是活的，是有功效的时候。
We often said that the Bible is the word of God.
我们都说圣经呢是神的话，神的道。
That is very true.
这实在是真实的。
It is the Logos.
这是洛格斯。
It is the word of God.
是神的话。
It is true.
是真理。
It is eternal.
是永存的。
That's true.
这是真实的。
But unless this Logos becomes Rhema,
除非这一个神说的话成为 Rhema, 成为你的经历。
That is to say, what God has said before,
神以前说过的话
is being said to you directly.
今天直接对你里面说了。
Then it becomes living and operative.
那这在你里面就成为活泼有功效的。
You know, that is reason why we have to read the Bible.
这是为什么我们要读圣经。
We need to be familiar what God has said.
我们要熟悉神说过的话。
But you can read the Bible 100 times.
你可以把圣经读100遍。
And you will find that some what is said there is not operative in your life.
但是你发现在你的生活里面没有功效。
But thank God.
感谢神。
As we are reading the Bible,
但是当我们读圣经的时候
the Holy Spirit began to illuminate your Bible.
圣灵就在那里照亮你的圣经。
And according to your need at this hour,
根据你现在的需要
he will suddenly let a verse jump out.
他突然之间叫一节圣经明亮起来。
And it becomes living to you.
就对你来讲变成活泼的。
And when that word becomes a living word, it operates, it works.
当这些话活泼起来的时候，就有功效在你的身上。
Now I believe we more or less have all experienced such things.
我相信我们多少都有这样的经历。
There is a almost like a classic example.
有一个很出名的例子。
Watchman Nee,
尼弟兄。
How he read Romans chapter 6.
尼弟兄如何读罗马书第六章。
After he was saved.
当他得救之后。
He found he was struggling over this matter of overcoming sin.
他就发现他这个为了胜过罪而有挣扎。
And when he read the Bible,
当他读圣经的时候
he found that our old man was crucified with Christ.
他就发现我们的旧人与主同钉十字架。
So all we need is to reckon ourselves as dead to sin and alive to God.
他说只要我们算自己像罪跟死来死的话，
It seems to be very easy.
好像是很简单。
So he began to reckon himself.
所以他就那里就这样相信，算自己像罪是死的。
Christ has already carried our old man to the cross.
基督已经把我们旧人带上了十字架。
When he died, we died.
他死的时候，我们也死了。
Therefore, I can reckon myself as dead unto sin.
所以我可以算自己像罪是死的。
And reckon myself as alive unto God.
然后我算自己像神是活的。
Very simple.
很简单。
But the more he reckoned, the more he found his old life was very active and living.
但他越来这样相信这样算的时候，他就发现他的老我就越活。
Do you have such experience?
你有没有这样的经历呢？
I believe you have.
我相信你也有。
Now, is the word of God not true?
难道神的话不真实吗？
Is the work of Christ not finished?
基督的工作没有完成吗？
Of course not.
当然不是。
But why it doesn't work?
为什么好像没有果效呢？
Because it is the word, but not the living word.
因为这只是话，而不是活泼的话。
It is Logos.
这是 Logos, 洛格斯，神的道。
But it has to be Rhema to you.
但对你来讲要活过来。
The Holy Spirit would make the word alive.
圣灵点活他的话。
He opens up your understanding.
他开启我们的悟性。
And suddenly you see the secret of it.
突然之间你明白里面的秘诀。
So one day while he was reading Romans,
所以有一天当尼弟兄在读罗马书的时候，
he knew these words well.
他这些话他非常的熟悉。
But when he read it, suddenly a light came to him.
当他读的时候突然之间光照亮这些话。
You were dead in Christ. You were dead with Christ because you were in Christ.
你与基督同死是因为你在基督里。
And when he saw that,
当他 看到这样，
suddenly he said, well, I'm dead.
他就突然说我死了。
So he rushed down from upstairs.
所以他就冲到楼下去。
Went to the kitchen.
就到厨房。
And find a brother there.
看到一个弟兄。
He lay a hold of that brother.
他抓住这个弟兄。
And said, do you know I'm dead?
说你知道我死了吗？
Why? That frightened that brother.
哦，那个弟兄觉得很害怕。
He didn't understand what he
他不明白他讲什么话。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
this is the living and operative word.
这是活泼有功效的话。
So when the word of God comes to you,
当神的话临到你，
it discerns the thoughts, intents of the heart.
就在那里能够分辨你的心思跟你的意念，你的企图。
Not only he will make your darkened understanding into light.
不单只叫你心思里面黑暗的悟性明亮起来，
but it will also reveal the intent that is the will of your heart.
就连你心中的主意，就是你的意志，也明亮起来。
And bring you into the reality of the finished work of Christ.
把你带进基督完成的救恩里面。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
you will find that when the Spirit of God begins to work in your life.
当神的灵在你生命里面做工的时候，
when your weak will is struggling,
当你软弱的意志在那里挣扎的时候，
then actually he will use two things to strengthen you.
他用两件事情来叫你的意志刚强起来。
To deliver you and to sanctify you.
来拯救你的意志，来叫你的意志成圣。
But all these are related to spiritual exercise.
这些都与属灵的操练有直接的关系。
We have already said that when the Holy Spirit enlightened your intuition.
当我们说过，当圣灵照亮你的直觉的时候，
it was as you are commune with God.
叫你能够与神有交通。
Then the Holy Spirit would enlighten your intuition.
圣灵就明亮你的直觉。
And then he would bring you into life.
他就把你带进生命里面。
But at the same time,
同时，
you find that he will arrange your environment.
我们也发现他在安排你的环境。
We call it the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
我们讲到圣灵的管制。
He will use your environment to fit in with his revelation.
他就用着这个环境来适应他的启，把他的启示带出来。
In other words, the work of the Holy Spirit is twofold.
圣灵的工作呢是两层次的。
One is inside, one is outside.
一个是外面的，一个是里面的。
The inside is the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
里面的乃是圣灵给我们启示的光。
And it will break into your intuition.
就把我们带进我们的直觉。
And then the outside is the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
那外面呢，乃是圣灵带给我们的一些的训练。
Or you will say the dealings of the Holy Spirit.
或者圣灵给我们在我们周围的一些对付。
He uses all kinds of environment that we are in to deal with us.
他在我们所处的整个的环境里面，让各样的事情在我们身上来被对付。
He will use all these to break that self-life.In our soul,
他用这些的事情要破碎我们在魂里面的己生命。
And he will use this to bring us into sanctification.
他也借此把我们带到成圣里面去。
You remember when Paul Saul was on the road to Damascus?
当扫罗在到大马士的路上去的时候
，He was a person who was in total darkness.
他是在黑暗里面的人。
And he was a very not only intellectual but also strong-willed person.
他不单单是很有知识的人，也是意志非常固执强的人。
He had a leadership character.
啊，他有。领导的这个这方面的能力。
So you find that he was persecuting the believers of Christ.
你看见他在那里逼迫信耶稣的人。
He thought he was doing God a great service.
他以为在那里服侍神。
And while he was on the road to Damascus,
当他在去大马士的路上的时候
，at midday,
正午正的时候。
Suddenly, a light brighter than the noonday sun shone upon him.
突然之间，有大光比日光还厉害，照在他的身上。
And he fell on his face.
他就击倒在地。
And he heard a voice.
他听到有声音说
：“Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我
？Do you not know that it is hard?”For you to kick against the gods.
难道你不知道用脚踢刺是难的吗？
It was a gentle, sympathetic, sorrowful voice.
是一个蛮有同情、怜悯一个微弱的声音。
It was a voice that is so sympathetic to this man Saul.
对于扫罗是蛮有同情的声音。
You are hurting yourself.
你在这里伤害你自己啊。
You do not know what you are doing.
你不知道你自己在做什么事。
You are like a wild ox kicking against the gods.
你好像一个野牛在那里踢刺一样。
Now we know in the old days when you are in farming.
我们知道在以前耕地的人。
You do not have tractor.
你没有拖拉机。
So use horse or mule or cow to plow.
所以你用牛用马去耕这个地。
And then the farmer, one hand he is on the plow.
农夫一个手扶着这个犁。
And in the other hand he hold an instrument called goats.
另外一个手就拿着一个带刺的这个棍子。
And he is guiding that mule or horse or cow, ox, plowing the field.
他叫这个牛或者马在耕地的时候给他一个方向。
But you know these animals, they have their own mind.
你知道这些的畜生啊，有他们自己的意志。
They have their own will too.
他们有自己的心思意志。
So when they saw something around. They tend to turn around.
他们外面看到什么，他就跑到那里去了。
And when they did it,
当他们这样走歪的时候
，the farmer will use that gauze to touch the leg.
那个农夫就用那个刺来碰一碰他的脚。
He did not want to hurt the animal.
他不是要刺伤，这个牛。
Just to remind the animal that he had a master.
就是提醒他，你有一个主人呐。
You are doing his work.
你在那里替主人做工啊。
You have to be obedient.
你要顺服啊。
But the animal was wild.
那这个牛呢是很野蛮的。
So he kicks back.
所以叫踢，这个刺。
And when he kicks back, it hurts.
当他踢的时候，他就痛了。
And after many hurts,
痛了很多次以后
，then he learned.
他就学到功课了。
Now what does it mean?
这是什么意思呢
？Our Lord is telling Saul.
我们的主是告诉扫罗
，You are not free.
你不是自由的。
You have a master.
你有一位主人。
You are born into this world.
你生到这个地世上来。
To do God's work.
你是为了行神的旨意。
He is your master.
他是你的主。
But you do not know it.
但你不认识他。
You think you are your own master.
你以为你自己是你的主人。
You are doing your own thing.
你做自己的事情。
But you are doing God a disservice.
但是你在这里反叛了神的工作。
I remind you,
我提醒你
with a touch of God,
就是刺你一下。
But you kick back.
但你又踢回来。
When Stephen was dying,
当斯提凡殉道的时候
he had the face of an angel.
他的脸孔像天使一样。
He saw heaven open.
他向天向他开了。
He saw the Son of Man standing.
他看到人子站在那里。
Standing at the throne.
在宝座的那里站立。
Welcome him.
欢迎他回来。
And he prayed.
他祷告说。
Forgive them.
赦免他们。
For they know not what they do.
因为他们所做的他们不知道。
You, a Pharisee.
你们这法利赛人
，Your conscience must be touched.
你的良心应该给触摸到。
But you increase your persecution.
但是你加重你对主的逼迫。
To cover the voice of the conscience.
然后你压制你良心的声音。
You went to houses.
你到不同的家里面去
，seize men, women, and children，
在那里捉拿这些男女
，and condemn them，
然后定他们的罪。
Did not your conscience bother you？
难道你的良心没有提醒你吗
？But you double your effort，
但是你反而加重你的逼迫。
You are kicking against the God。
你在那里踢刺。
How long will you be doing？
你还要做多久呢
？You are killing yourself。
你在这里欺骗你自己
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
It was there And then Saul The Pharisee's Stubborn will Was broken
就是在那个时刻这个法利赛人扫罗这个固执的意志给破碎了
There he said Lord What do you want me to do?
他说：“主啊，你要我做什么
？”I surrender myself.
我投降在你跟前。
I'm no longer my own master.
我不再是我自己的主。
You are my master.
你是我的主。
I will to do your will.
我愿意行你的旨意。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，That is Paul's experience.
这是保罗的经历。
Oftentimes we find ourselves.
多少时候我们发现我们自己的光景
？That the old life in our soul is like a wild animal.
在我们魂里，那个老我就像那个野蛮的牲口一样。
It has to be broken.
需要给破碎。
Even in this world,
就算直到如今
，a child, his will has to be broken.
一个孩子的意志要给破碎。
How do you break a child's will?
你怎么能够破碎一个小孩子的意志呢
？Every child has his own will.
每一个孩子都有他自己的意志。
And he insists upon doing his own thing.
他一定要做他强调他要做的。
So parents try to discipline.
所以父母要管教他。
In Hebrews translation, it's chastening, which is child training.
所以在希伯来书里面，这是管教这些孩子。
Child training, what does it mean?
什么叫做管教孩子？
It means to break his will.
其实就是要破碎他自己的意志。
That he may will your will.
他能够遵循你的旨意。
So much more we find is necessary in the spiritual world.
同样在属灵的境界也是一样。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we all have a will.
我们都有自己的意志。
And our will is all strong and stubborn.
我们都是那样的强硬，都是那么固执。
Nothing wrong with the will.
有你有你自己的意志是没有问题的。
God does not want to be a willless man or woman.
因为神不愿意你做一个没有自己主意的人。
It's a useless person.
那这样的人没有用的。
But who is behind your will?
问题乃谁在你自己的意志主义后面呢？
Our flesh, our old man.
我们这个肉体，我们这个旧人。
It lingers on, it struggles, it tries to regain his control.
因为他在那里要重掌我们这个人。
It has to be broken.
这个需要给破碎。
And the only breaking is through spiritual exercise.
唯有借着属灵的操练才能够打破这个旧人。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 29 it says,
马太11章29节告诉我们，
Yoke with me,
负我的轭，
and learn of me,
学我的样式。
For I'm low and meek and lowly in heart,
因为这样我心里就因为我心里柔和谦卑。
And you will find rest in your soul.
你的心里就是你的魂里就必得享安息。
In other words, here you find our Lord Jesus.
你在这里你就看到我们的主耶稣。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
When our Lord became flesh,
当我们的主道成肉身的时候，
He has a body, human body.
他有一个人的身子。
Just like we are.
就像我们一样。
He has a soul just like we have.
他有一个魂跟我们有魂一样。
So you find that our Lord Jesus has his own mind.
所以我们发现我们的主有他自己的心思。
He has his own will.
他有他自己的意念。
He has his own emotion.
他有他自己的情感。
But when you look at our Lord Jesus,
但是当你看我们主的时候，
you find that how his mind, his emotion, his will are all under God's, the Father's control.
你就发现他的心思，他的意念，他的情感，完全是在父的管制底下。
This is expressed especially when he came to the Garden of Gethsemane.
特别是当他到克西马尼园的时候。
There you find how he was sorrowful.
你在那里。
Even unto death.
他那里极其忧伤，几乎要死。
And there you find.He has his own will.
你在那里发现他有他自己的意志。
It is the greatest testing of his own will.
那是对他自己意思最大的考验。
Throughout his life, he denied his will.
在他的一生里面，他都否定自己的意念。
That was his life.
这是他的一生。
So you remember in John chapter 12,
我们记得在约翰十二章那里告诉我们
，When even the Greeks wanted to see him，
哦，当时这个希腊人要见他。
It seems as if the whole world is after him。
那好像全世界的人都在那里就对付他。
In the sight of the world, that was his glorious time。
哦，全世界人都要跟从他，在人的眼睛那是最荣耀的时刻。
Our Lord said, "My time."Of glory has come.
我们的主说，人子得荣耀的时候到了。
But what does he mean?
这是讲什么意思呢？
He said, unless the grain of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone.
说盈利麦子又不过在地里死了，仍旧是盈利。
If he dies, he bears much fruit.
若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
He who loves his soul life shall lose it.
说爱惜自己魂生命的要失丧生命。
He who loses his life for my sake shall gain it to eternity.
他为我自己恨恶自己生命的，就得到生命到永远。
He said, Father.
他说父啊。
If it be possible.
如果可行。
Let this cup remove from me.
让这杯挪去。
But not my will.
但是不要照我的意思。
Glorify thyself.
荣耀你自己。
I come for this hour.
我是为了这个时刻而来的。
In other words, you find that is the severe struggling of his human will with against God's will.
你发现在他的里面，那个人的意志与父的旨意在那里挣扎。
No wonder. He who has no sin.
所以那个没有罪的
is to be made the sin of the world.
替我们世人成了罪。
He couldn't stand it.
他实在忍受不了。
He was struggling.
他在那里挣扎。
He has his will.
他有他自己的意志。
But he said, Father, I come for this hour.
他说，父啊，我是为了这个时刻而来。
And it continues on to the Garden of Gethsemane.
所以他就一直到克西马尼园。
He prayed.
他祷告。
If it's possible.
倘若可行。
Remove it.
请把这杯挪去。
But not my will, but thy will be done.
不要照我的意思。但是照你的意思。
He prayed three times.
他三次同样的祷告。
Thy will be done.
愿你的旨意成就。
A fully surrendered will.
他是完全降服的意志。
And then he went to the cross.
然后他就上了十字架。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
Here you find this is our Lord Jesus.
你看到我们的主是这样的一位主耶稣。
And he wants to us to be yoked with him.
他要我们与他一同负轭。
We were like unbroken people.
我们像那些没有被破碎的人。
And we need to be yoked with our Lord Jesus.
我们需要与主一同负轭。
And learn from him.
学他。
That we may find rest in our soul.
这样我们魂里面才得安息。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
it is through spiritual exercise.
借着属灵的操练,
it is through what going on in our spirit.
就是在我们灵里面所学的,
we experience the living and operative word of God.
我们在那里经历了神的话是活的，是有功效的。
And when God arranged, Holy Spirit arranged our circumstances,
当圣灵在这里安排我们的环境，
we began to learn how to be broken.
我们就学习如何的被破碎。
That we may surrender our will to God.
我们的意志能够服在神的底下。
We may take his will as our will.
我们就能够取他的意思为我们的意思。
And then our will is sanctified.
然后我们的意志就得以成圣。
There is a famous prayer by F.B. Meyer.
迈尔弟兄有一个很出名的祷告。
He was already a famous pastor in Edinburgh.
那个时候迈尔在爱丁堡已经是很出名的一个传道人。
And one day one of the Cambridge Seven came.
有一次一位剑桥七杰当中的一位来到他们当中。
C.T. Studd.
史达德弟兄。
Before he went to China as a missionary,
他在没有去中国做宣教士之前,
he visited different churches to preach.
他到不同的地方去讲道。
And he came to Abby Miles Church.
他就来到迈尔弟兄所服侍的教会。
And of course, Abby Miles received him and gave him hospitality.
当然，迈尔弟兄就接待他。
Early in the morning,
清早的时候
，he saw there was light in Sitista's room.
他就发现史达德弟兄的房间灯亮了。
And he was a little bit worried.
他有一点担心。
In November, Edinburgh was very cold.
因为在十一月的时候，爱丁堡已经很冷了。
And he was afraid maybe something had happened to City Stud.
他就可能发现史达德弟兄可能有一点的需要。
But it was so early.
但是因为非常的早。
He dared not knock the door.
他就不敢去敲门。
So he waited.
所以他在那里等。
But he said the light was still there.
他说那个灯还在亮着
，so he cannot restrain himself，
所以他就不能够约束自己
，so he went and knocked the door，
所以他就敲门
，and he would come in，
里面说请进
，he went in and saw Sitista sitting there，
他就看到史达德弟兄已经坐在那里
，wrapping himself with the rugs，
用毯子来包着自己
，and he was there reading the words of God，
他在那里读神的话
，Abby Miles while you are early。
哦，迈尔弟兄说啊，你起得这么早啊
？He said, "I love the Lord."
他说我爱我的主。
I was searching the Scripture.
我在圣经里面寻找。
I was searching for His command.
我在那里读神的命令。
We search for His promise.
我们今天读圣经是为了找神的应许。
But He searched for His command.
但是他在那里。圣经里面找神的命令
，It touched every mile，
实在摸着迈尔弟兄的心。
He said, "You have something I don't have."
迈尔说：“你有的好像我没有。
How can I have what you have?
我如何能够像你这样呢
？”Sitista said，
史达德跟他说
：“Have you consecrated yourself?
你有没有把你自己奉献给神
？”A pastor
是一个传道人呐、啊。
Of course.
当然了。
So, everyone said, of course I did.
他说我当然已经奉献了。
Oh, he said no.
他说不是吧。
Have you go over everything in your life and hand it over to Christ?
你看你一生里面每一件事情你都把它交给神。
Have you done that?
你这样做了没有
？He said no.
他说我没有。
Go and do it.
去做吧。
So Abby Miles tried to do it.
所以迈尔弟兄回去就这样做。
He began to pray.
他开始祷告。
And he handed over to the Lord everything in his life.
所以他把他生命里面的每一件事情交给神。
And he said the Lord.
他说主啊。
The Lord standing before him.
然后主。站在他前面
，He handed over to the Lord a bundle of keys.
他把一大把的钥匙交给了主。
That is keys to every room of his life.
就是在他生命里面每一个房间。
But he keep back a small key.
但他留下了一把小钥匙。
The Lord shook his head.
主在向他摇头。
No,
不行。
If I'm not the Lord of all.
如果我不是你一切的主
，I'm not Lord at all。
我根本就不是你的主。
Abby Miles argued with the Lord。
迈尔弟兄好像与神在那里交涉。
This is just a little room。
啊，这只是一个小房间。
Keep for myself。
啊，留给我吧。
I will love you and do whatever you want。
我会更爱你，听你的话的。
But the Lord said no.
主说不行。
And the Lord began to turn away.
然后主回头要走了。
And that's the famous prayer of Abby Miles.
那里就有我们迈尔弟兄一个很出名的祷告。
In his desperation,
他这里着急了。
He cried out.
他这里喊出来说
，Lord,
主啊
，Make me willing to be willing.
你让我愿意吧。
I'm not willing.
我不愿意。
But you can make me willing.
但你可以使我愿意。
And after he prayed that prayer,
当他发出这样的祷告之后
，the Lord turned back and took all the keys away.
主 回过头来拿掉他手中一切的钥匙。
And he used time to clear up every room.
然后就用时间来清理了每一个房间。
And no wonder God used every mile so greatly.
难怪主是那么大用迈尔弟兄。
You know, Andrew Murray has a book.
穆安德烈有一本书。
He called Absolute Surrender.
讲到完全的顺服。
That is the message of Andrew Murray.
这是穆安德烈的信息。
There is a story about Miss Barber, Margaret E. Barber.
有一个是何寿恩姊妹的故事。
Miss Barber had a very strong will.
何寿恩姊妹有一个很强的意志。
And there was once when God has a will concerning her.
有一次神在她身上有一个旨意。
But he couldn't yield.
但她不能够让路。
She was struggling with God.
所以她与神挣扎。
But while he was struggling,
但当她在那里挣扎的时候，
she prayed a prayer.
她就发出这样的祷告。
Lord,
主啊，
don't give up.
不要放过我。
Wait.
等我一下好吗？
I will turn around.
我会回头的。
And the Lord turned her around.
然后主回过来。
Brothers and sisters,
他回头了，弟兄姊妹们。
Our will needs to be broken.
我们的意志需要给击碎。
By broken, it doesn't mean that you lose your will.
意志给破碎，不是说你失去你的意志。
It means that you are free from the bondage of the old man.
乃是说出你是从旧人的捆绑里面得自由吧。
And your will is fully surrendered to God.
你的意志是完全降服在神的跟前。
That is a sanctified will.
这乃是一个成圣的意志。
That is to be one will with God.
这乃是与神的意志为意志。
The highest union with Christ is the union of will.
与基督那最高的联合乃是意志的联合。
I'm thinking of Psalm 131.
我想到诗篇一百三十一篇。
I think that describes a sanctified will. 131.
诗篇一百三十一篇。
Jehovah, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters, and in things too wonderful for me. Surely, I have restrained and composed my soul, like a weaned child with his mother. My soul within me is like a weaned child.
耶和华，我的心不狂傲，我的眼不高大，重大和测不透的事我也不敢行。我的心平稳安静，好像断过奶的孩子在他母亲的怀中。我的心在我里面，真像断过奶的孩子。
Now this is a sanctified soul.
这是一个成圣的魂。
What is the difference between a stubborn will and a sanctified will?
一个固执的意志跟被成圣的意志有什么不同呢？
You find lots of God's saints who love the Lord so much. They seem to be very stubborn.
你发现有一些圣徒，他们非常的爱主，但是他们非常的固执。
Now, what is the difference between a stubborn will and a sanctified will?
一个固执的意志跟成圣的意志不同点在哪里？
The difference is.Who is behind it?
那个不同乃是谁在后面？
If it's yourself, it is a stubborn will.
如果是你自己，那是一个固执的意志。
It needs to be broken.
需要被破碎。
If it's Christ, it is a sanctified will.
如果是基督的话，那还是一个成圣的意志。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
what kind of will do we have?
今天你的意志是如何呢？
God's salvation is there.
神的拯救在那里。
Are you willing to go through it?
你愿意这样经过吗？
May the Lord help us.
求主帮助我们。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we do want to thank Thee.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Because Thou want us to lead us to the fullest of Thy will.
因为你要把我们带进你旨意的丰满里面。
Pray, Lord, that Thou will really break the old life in our will.
我们实在求你破碎我们意志里面的旧人。
And sanctify our will that we may have one will with thee.
叫我们的意志得以成圣与你连在一起。
We thank thee that even though it is impossible with man.
我们感谢你，虽然在人看是不可能。
But it is possible with God.
但在神凡事都能。
Thy grace is sufficient for us.
你的恩典够我们用。
We cast ourselves upon thee, Lord.
我们把我们自己完全交在你的手中。
We are willing to be willing.
我们，你使我们愿意。
We ask in thy precious name.
奉你宝贵的名。Amen.